Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. Join Kenneth Copeland as he describes how God has provided a wall of redemption to protect you and your family. Plus, he'll conclude today's teaching with a prayer of God's blessing over your life.
There is a wall of separation between the curse and the blessing. It's the blessing wall. It's the wall that Satan was crabbing about where Job was concerned. You built a wall around him and all that he has. You blessed him. He was hacked about it. It's the wall around the land of Goshen. Do you know why that, why that wall was around Goshen? You do know it was the blessing of the Lord on Joseph. See, every member of Jacob's family was the seed of Abraham. Every one of them had access to the blessing of Abraham. But they'd gotten so far off of it as a family, they were failing big time. Man, I mean, they're committing every kind of stupid thing you could think of. So there wasn't any book back there then. God had a prophet born in their household and gave him two dreams. He gave him a dream and then he gave him a confirmation dream in order to get them back over on the blessing of Abraham. Now, instead of getting on it, they got rid of him. But he wouldn't let go of it. Well, you see, Brother Copeland, God sent Joseph to Egypt because he knew there was a famine coming and they would need the food of Egypt. No. Put your genetically altered Bible up. Get that religion thing out of there. No. The blessing came on Egypt because Joseph was there. Yeah. Now go back and read it again. Same thing had happened with Isaac and Abimelech. Blessing of the Lord is what caused it. Not only caused the bountiful years, but the blessing gave Joseph the plan. Now you talk about something. At one time, Joseph had all of the money in Egypt in his hands. And then, but money had failed. And then the blessing caused all of the land in Egypt to be in his hands. He owned the entire land mass of Egypt at one time. And then he owned all of the people. Every human being in Egypt came under subjection to him, not just because he was in authority, but they sold themselves to him in bondage for food. They were his slaves. Well, rather than to hoard it over them, he gave it all to Pharaoh. He sowed it. He didn't keep it. And he just kept getting more powerful and more powerful. He just kept sowing. So the blessing of the Lord was on him. Where did they give Joseph to live in appreciation as prime minister of Egypt? Where was his land grant? Goshen. He blessed it, and it stayed blessed for 400 years. Shh. That ought to make you shout your hair down. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. There's a wall around it. Redemption wall. Christ has redeemed us, severed us, divided us from the curse so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through him. There's a wall there. When the flies came on Goshen, They couldn't get in there. They couldn't get past the wall. Well, neither can them swine flu germs.
Right, but my heart gone in.
Neither can that virus. Neither can sickness and disease.
Yes.
If you know what you're doing where that wall is concerned. But in unforgiveness, you tear it down.
That's right.
In fear, you tear it down.
That's right.
So in this process, what we have done, we've put the wall back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you'll be interested in this. Year to date, inbound prayer calls. This is as of the last day of June, which was just a couple of days ago. Over the year, 342,950 calls into the prayer department, which is an average of 60,000 calls a month. And it's 24 hours a day. A lot of powerful results. Now, outbound calls. This is one of my dreams. I put my faith on this years ago, and it's still growing. Praise God. I have it in my heart for this ministry to actively call every partner we have on the telephone at least once a year. Praise God. We called here to date now, which is half of the year, 153,209 calls have gone out to partners, and we'll do over 350,000 calls this year. We keep upgrading the phone system, and let me tell you this too. When you call in there, you call in that prayer line. We didn't farm this out because it'd be so many calls and something like that. No. These people are actually in Fort Worth, Texas at Kenneth Copeland Ministry headquarters, and they are people that know how to pray. Amen. All of you that are already partners, if you will, stand. I'm going to bless you. Praise God. All of you that believe God is calling you to become partners with this ministry, if you would please stand. Father, I receive all of the partners into this ministry that you are calling to become partners with us. I pray for them, Father, and all of them, Father, that have family outside the kingdom of God, all of my partners, any of them that have family outside the kingdom, I'm asking you to just cause them just to come rushing into the kingdom of God. Send laborers across their path with the word of their salvation. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise and we honor you and we glorify your name for it. Father, any of my partners that work for someone else, I'm asking you to bless them. I'm asking you to bless their job and bless their hands and bless their minds. Give them the best ideas, praise God, the best promotions in that company to the point where they'd rather lay off anybody there except them. Pull them right up to the top of the line and to where they own the company, if that be your will. You can prosper that company right here in the middle of this recession. Why, praise God, that recession don't belong to us. The blessing of the Lord belongs to us. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it, praise God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. I must do this, and then I'll close and let you go. But I'm required to do this in every partner service. I prayed this years and years ago, Gloria, and I took communion and got before the Lord. Number one, we would never ask anybody for a place to preach. We would go where God told us to preach. Number two, we would never preach anywhere based on a financial arrangement. And number three, we would never ask anybody for money to meet our needs. In 42 years, Gloria and I have never received an offering for our personal needs. No. Not going to. Don't need to. Praise God. No, we sow. And we started out when we didn't have anything sewn, maybe a button off my shirt or something. But God's faithful to his word. And then a few months later, we added the fourth one, which we would never, ever borrow again. Well, you've heard all the stories. God had to teach us how to do that. And we've held to that. And And God's helped us and trained us and taught us. And man, we didn't know anything. Don't know a whole lot yet, but we know that. Amen. We're learning. I'm learning more today than I ever did in my life. And then we went before the Lord and we gave him our solemn oath before him. That we'd keep this ministry pure. Father, I pray this out loud today. I commit this in the presence of my partners here today. We commit to you again to keep this ministry pure, to keep it pure on the word and never, ever compromise it. We don't change the word to fit our style or what we want to do. We change our style. We change everything to fit your word. Your word's final authority in our lives. Number two, we'll keep this ministry pure financially. Keep it out of debt, integrity. In the name of Jesus. And number three, we'll keep it clean and pure sexually. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. We bless you in Jesus' name.
In the midst of sorrow and suffering, in the stench of poverty, in the grip of oppression, God has heard their cry, and he has sent his love through you and me, because he has plans to give them hope and a future. It was God who knit them together within the womb. He made them precious, perfect, and unique in design. They are no accident. Obeying the Lord's instruction in 2008, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with the El Mexicanito Orphanage near Mexico City, providing hope and much-needed support to orphaned, abandoned, and underprivileged children. Since then, the blessing in action prevails all throughout El Mexicanito that has saved many of these children from a life in the streets. Among the major accomplishments in 2008, more than 100 mattresses for the children, dozens of sets of bed clothing, renovation and expansion of the boys' bathrooms.
Gracias por los nuevos baños.
Gracias por los nuevos baños.
Gracias por los nuevos baños.
A water purifying system to improve the water's drinking quality.
Gracias por el agua.
Christmas gifts and much more. 2009 marked a breakthrough at a new level. The glory shines. KCM makes the decision to go for a complete overhaul and renovation of the orphanage. An extreme makeover. Phase one of the four-phase renovation project is completed, including demolition and setting up of new walls, renovation of all eight girls' dormitories, reconstruction of baths, new fixtures, hardware and lighting, new tiles, new sinks and floors, replacement of a hot and cold water system, replacement of ironworks for aluminum windows, replacement of beds, detailing the closet panels, replacing all wooden doors, tiling the staircase walls, painting all the areas, renovation and expansion of the children's dining room with installation of new stone beams and ceiling and porcelainato flooring, total renovation and relocation of the industrial kitchen for the children, including installation of electrical and water systems, office areas for management, social work, conference room, psychology, and therapy. All building exteriors, including waterproofing on the roofs, as well as installation of water tanks. Without a doubt, this is a clear picture of the blessing in action. working through you, our valued partners and friends.
Our most sincere thankfulness to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and partners for your commitment for the full renovation of this orphanage. May God bless you and reward you 100-fold. May God take care of you just as we are taking care of the children here. Thank you very much.
It is indeed heartwarming and encouraging to see the love of God through the El Mexicanito staff caring for the children.
Love is not something that we run out of. It doesn't come to an end. Love is to be shared. The more you give, the more you receive. That's precisely what these children who come here make me feel.
Very nice, because, above all, I'm not a mom or anything like that. But with them, I live motherhood 100%, because many times they see me as their mom, although I'm not.
God has heard their cry, and He has sent His love through you and me, because He has plans to give them hope and a future.
I've been a partner to the ministry since 93. The ministry of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, has been a blessing to my family. They taught us how to believe God for our finances. And I was able, with my wife, to sponsor our children to Oral Roberts University. All of them, four of them, graduates of Oral Roberts University. And it's been a tremendous blessing associated and being a partner of the ministry. And we just give God the glory for Kenneth and Gloria's life. We love them.
My name is Consuelo Gaines, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. I teach in the public schools there. I have been a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries since, I believe, 1992. I teach at Brian Piccolo School in Chicago, and it's in what some might call a lower economic area and that sort of thing, although I grew up in the area, and I've been in the same school for 14 years because I love the kids and I love their families and I love the impact that I feel I can make there and the investment, because I actually live in my neighborhood, and so I live a couple blocks away from the school, and I believe that's where God called me to be, and so that's where He needs me and that's where I want to be. And so I constantly work to bring Him into that environment, you know, whether they allow us to preach, quote unquote, or not. I believe that my life being the light and the salt that He desires for me to be in that building, in that classroom, in that environment, with my colleagues, with the families, I believe that that's the most important thing.
And Consuelo, you're not only involved in school and doing all these things afterwards, you're also very involved in your church, correct?
Yes, yes. I run the youth department in our church. I do a host of things, anything that needs to be done, pretty much directing the children's choir and hosting the programs for kids to show off their talents and the scriptures that they learn, challenging them to go and learn those scriptures, to learn the commandments and to memorize the Word of God, bringing them here to the Super Kids Academy and allowing them to participate in that and to see just the wondrous work of God and the love of God at work in all kinds of kids from all kinds of places.
And then some pretty spectacular things happen to you. Tell me about some of the things that happen.
Oh, wow. You know, we have summers off as teachers, and so I took the summer off and took time to come here, and afterwards went back and was a participant of an award, Jones New York in the Classroom, which is a nonprofit organization that tries to impact the classroom in different ways. They and many other sponsors, big corporations that sponsor with them, give an award out every year to about seven teachers around the country. And I happened to be the recipient in Chicago, and I was just floored. I guess colleagues and my family and other students that I'd had in the past, parents that I'd had in the past, all nominated me, and they were so touched by that that they decided to award me that award, which was phenomenal. But I got a makeover with, you know, $1,000 worth of work, quote unquote, you know, makeup and hair and clothes and all this, you know, from one of the top, you know, providers in my city. And my joy was so full and overflowing. And not only did I get to have that wonderful thing to happen to me and get made over and, you know, be on TV and the news cameras and, you know, have a magazine article done about it and be on the internet about it and, you know, have this wonderful thing done. But they also come in and make over your classroom, and they also do work in your school. And $30,000 worth of work these volunteers came in and did in a day, just swept out. Yes, they asked me, you know, what would you want in your perfect classroom if you could have anything you wanted? What do your kids need? What supplies do you usually have to buy? And all of those kinds of things. What should we do to make an impact? So they came in, they revamped the entire classroom, got all new materials for the kids, and organized all of my stuff. They, you know, brought in workers to come and paint and put murals on the walls and bring beautiful colors into the room and rugs, you know, for sitting and story time and all of that. They redid the entire teacher's lounge. So it didn't only impact me, but it also got to impact my colleagues as well. They painted a couple of the classrooms. And so my students during that time, me and all of my colleagues in my entire school got to benefit from this award. And so that's my heart. My heart is, you know, not just rewards and accolades for me, but I want to do something for all the people around me. And that was just a fulfillment of that dream that I had inside of me that no one else knew about, no one else knew that, but God. And He fulfilled that, and I was just, there was no bringing me down from the heavenly clouds from that time to this. I can't say anything about it without smiling. It was the highlight of my career, and my career's just begun. I have so many more years to go, so I'm just, I can't even think of what God may do next, but I thank God that He does exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to that power that works in us.
And this year you've come back to the convention and you brought some guests with you.
The teaching itself has just been a great uplifting for me, and that's one of the reasons I come, just to be refreshed in the Word, to be motivated to go forward in God, to be motivated to continue the work that He's begun in me and that He's using me for, to continue to impact the lives of others that are around me, no matter what, and no matter what the opposition, no matter what trials and tests and temptations and all of that may come, to be able to say, God, I'm going to do and fulfill the plan that You have for my life and the purpose that You have for my life. And I love how Sister Gloria just makes that teaching so plain and how she brings that out so much. So we're blessed to be a blessing until all the families of the earth are blessed. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries has helped me to do that, to be a part of that.
You know, Gloria, the scripture kept coming up in my spirit in watching Consuelo. Was Ephesians 6:8. Any good thing that any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. Her whole thing in life is to carry out what God's called her to do. And in doing so, she's not in a comfortable neighborhood and she's not in a comfortable environment. Being a Holy Spirit-filled, faith-motivated believer teaching public school, with all of that restriction hanging over and political correctness and all of that mess that's in there. So, but she's committed. She's going to do this thing, and she's going to do it with a smile on her face and love in her heart. And you just see those little kids just hanging on her.
Yeah,
and so this thing that happened to her was not just any kind of a coincidence. It was the favor of God. It was the overflow of God. She's determined to bless other people. Mm-hmm. So God is blessing her as she continues to be a blessing. And that's what this is all about.
Right.
Our part in this was to help train her how to walk in victorious life, regardless of what the connections are around you. Amen. That excited me.
That's great.
It's outstanding. Praise the Lord.
We can make a difference.
Well, there's no question about it. We're supposed to.
That's right.
And you don't wait until God just lavishes something on you and then you decide you're going to do something about it a little bit. No, it don't work that way. You don't say, give me some heat, stove, and I'll put in some wood. No, you are determined and you begin to give, and you give your life the way Jesus gave His life, and then it begins to work.
Amen.
It's powerful.
Praise God.
Praise God. Every Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. That's the way the Lord specifically directed us to do this. And the scripture from Galatians chapter 6, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, when he was talking about this, he's talking about men's work. He's talking about offerings and givings. He is talking about sowing towards something, sowing to release your faith, not only just for yourself, but into the work of God. And that's what this is about. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Now, that's all in the fifth chapter there, the fruit of the flesh. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting, and that's in the fruit of the Spirit in the fifth chapter here. As let us not be weary in well-doing or in our sowing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let's do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, to whom is he speaking here? Back up to the sixth verse. Let him that is taught in the word communicate or respond to him that teaches in all good things. So, Father, we thank pray over this offering today. Yes, reveal to your people what you would have them do concerning the finances and the outreach of this ministry. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name.
Blessing.
Amen.
Blessing now, in the name of Jesus.
If you believe that God is calling you to stand with us and sow into this ministry, then by all means, be obedient to it. Now, if you live outside the United States, your offering doesn't come here. It stays right in the area where you're watching and hearing the broadcast, and it continues to be poured back into your area and into your life and into those around you. Praise God. Amen. So glad you could be with us today. We'll see you next time. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. For faster delivery of your free We're Here For You new partner package, order online at kcm.org. Together, we can make a difference. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.